your visit to Europe make any impact upon you? Get a bit of a shock?
My lord, to a non-European leaving South Africa and going to Europe, it's like entering a new world. My very first impression was when I saw at the airport in London Europeans scrubbing the floor.
Anyway, you were able there to attend a theater, ballet, opera.
Well, even to attend a restaurant. I mean, to have a cup of tea in a restaurant.
That you can't do.
It was the first time in my life that I could walk into a restaurant and have a cup of tea.
Stay in a hotel and get into a lift, bus or train as you pleased.
That was in England, yes.
Now, insofar as the festival itself was concerned, what have you got to say about that?
My lord,
Lord, I hope I'm not being tedious about this, but I'm leading this evidence in order to try and indicate to your lordship, to give your lordship an idea of the development of this man's life, which took him ultimately to the position in which he found himself.
Yes.
Was that a festival of in which there were people of only one colour or one race?
Well, there again, my lord, the most striking thing for me at the festival was the fact that it was attended by 30,000 young people of all colours, of all religions, of different political views.
Even communists?
A lot of communists, non-communists, anti-communists, from over 100 countries in the world.
And I believe that you were leader of the South African delegation.
I was elected leader of the South African delegation, my lord, which consisted of 65 South Africans.
Men and women.
Men and women. And here again, we had young men and women of all races, Indians, Africans, coloureds, Jews, Englishmen, Afrikaners.
With different religious beliefs and different politics.
That's right, my lord.
Did you notice any significant change in a certain individual there?
Well, my lord, among...
I don't think I'll proceed with that, lord.
I'm sorry.
I don't think it's really very relevant, Mr. Crowther.
Well, I wanted to point out to the court that among the delegates or participants in the South African delegation was a member of the Nationalist Party. A professional man from South Africa who I understood for the first time in his life met a non-white other than as master and servant.
What happened then?
Well, he confessed to me that it had made a tremendous impression on him.
Now, whilst you were there, I think you also visited the Auschwitz concentration camp, whereas we all know several million people were put to death by the Germans.
My lord, that was in Poland. After attending the conference of the International Union of Students, I accompanied a tour of young people to the Auschwitz concentration camp.
And where, as a result of what you saw there, did your group who went there take any resolution?
Well, my lord, we were all shocked at what we saw at Auschwitz. We saw human bones. In fact, we walked on human bones. And these were the bones of what were once human beings, Jews, and people who opposed the Nazis. We saw lampshades made from human skins. We saw dentures from which the gold had been extracted. This made a tremendous impression on all of us, particularly the South Africans. And this young nationalist was with me in Poland.
I don't think the court's interested in the impression it made on other people. No. It's interested in the impression it made on the witness, Mr. Berenger.
No, what I want to get at is what happened to him, Lord. Before departing there, did you take a pledge? Because this is relevant.
Yes, my Lord. Before departing from Auschwitz, we took a pledge to work to eradicate racialism wherever we found it.
And is that what you have endeavored to do throughout the whole of your life?
Correct, my Lord.